But first, we start with an interview with Police Minister Becky Cele. I did a short while ago. Unfortunately, we spoke just before the Richard Mdluli sentencing came in, so I couldn't ask him about that one. I'm sure he'll be responding to that this afternoon as well. But there was a lot to cover on the Ndengezi incidents at the weekend, but also the shooting of Colonel Kinnear in Cape Town, human trafficking, farm murders, alcohol abuse, gender violence. I started off by asking the police minister about his visit to Ndengezi near Pinetown yesterday, where 9 people were killed in 2 separate incidents at the weekend. One of those appears to be a vigilante attack following an incident of stock theft. I asked him about why he's concerned about escalating violence in KwaZulu-Natal.
Well, I want you to separate the political killings and just the criminality. Indeed, that is beginning to indicate some kind of lawlessness in the province. We went to Ndengezi. I hope the team will come with something better soon. As you know, Mtwalume, I'm sure you saw him seeing where people are just waking up and taking the road. We have an issue at Osizweni where we're trying to work on drugs, the youth there going amok. So it looks the major killing that took place in Kwanongoma, where one of the prominent citizens of that place, Mr. Zungu, was shot and killed in the daylight on the same day that Ndengezi people were killed. So the National Commission and myself went there yesterday to meet the police leadership. Somewhere this week or next week, we'll be meeting the political leadership to say it looks like something extraordinary must be done in that province. Indeed, there is an increase in lawlessness.
Another big breakthrough at the weekend, the Hawks cracking a human trafficking syndicate, 5 people arrested, 10 women rescued in raids in Rustenburg and Kuruman. Last week, you received a backlash for saying human trafficking has not increased, but it's a publicity stunt. Do you still stand by that?
Well, you know, it's so amazing how you make news out of news. Somebody goes to the social media and cut that thing off a public stance, and word was never used. So they just cut that, they leave the context. To say the context, if I can repeat it, there is a problem of the human trafficking, but it looks like it did get some high priority in terms of publicity in that particular week, especially after the issue of the restaurant where the young child was snapped and grabbed. So that's the thing I said, and I repeat on the thing, I stand by that thing. But I never said that there is no human trafficking, and we are continuing. And we categorized the issues on the human trafficking. For instance, there is kidnapping, where even the family kidnapping, where the divorcing father or mother, they'll fight over the child to come and get child. There will be kidnapping for ransom. There will be human trafficking for international syndicates, as it happened in Northwest and Northern Cape. So those are the things that they all happen at the same time. But to say it was a stance, somebody said that on my behalf, I never said that.
I think it's important to clarify that. Thank you. The shooting of Colonel Charles Kinnear, there has been a breakthrough there, but the key question is why Kinnear's security detail was removed if the police knew that there was a threat. And police seem to have been reluctant to answer this question. Can you clarify that?
The problem with the Western Cape, there's been a growing distrust among and between the agencies themselves, including the police. And you would find that maybe people in the Hawks and people in the AGU or people in the CI which have some issues with the other unit. So we need to work on that as a separate issue to this one. But also that plays the role in the issue of child. That question, the National Commissioner has sent the head of visible policing to go and work on that matter so that he gave the facts why these details were not followed. Because already Charlie had been threatened earlier on when somebody was found around his house, with hand grenades. That was a reason enough to push that his details are improved in terms of guarding him and all that. And I'm told that there was some form of a guarding, informal as they would explain, but there would be a van with the police and all that, and it was withdrawn. Is exactly the reason that the Divisional Commissioner of Visible Policing is there working on understanding on those matters so that it gives us the real facts what happened. And then, accordingly, the consequences will have to come.
Minister, lastly, the issue of the Nathaniel Julies case that's been playing out in the Protea Magistrates Court, the police officers denied bail there. How do you feel watching those bail proceedings and what's happened with these police officers and what they've done?
I'm sure I'm taken aback like you would. One thing that I've already requested, my own explanation, why this guy would have two criminal records and still be running amok in the community and all that. But the worst part of it is the young lady where she's explaining what happened to her. I feel the pain of the community because they say he's one of their own. She grew in the township. She knows the young boy and all that kind of thing. But these are the things that you sit back and you say you wish such things would not be associated, such things would not happen to the police. But I'm glad that the law is taking its course and we support that course.
Police Minister Becky Cele, thank you for your time today and for speaking to us on the Midday Report. A lot to cover in a short period of time. So thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Police Minister Becky Cele there. Of course, lots of other questions I would have liked to have asked him as well on gender-based violence and lots of other issues around lockdown. But if you have thoughts about any of these issues that we've discussed with the Police Minister, send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702.